roadmap shows the way to two main issues. The first one is how to get rid of terrorists and drug traffickers from the north of the country. The second priority is how to hold fair, free, and credible elections throughout the country, so to give power to an elected government after the transition. So that's what we have in the roadmap. Now we have, of course, it's a how do we want to go about it, what we want to achieve, and how we want to achieve it, what is expected from our partners, of course, from national partners first, and what is expected from our international partners, namely ECOWAS, African Union, and international community through United Nations.
Does this roadmap include the formation of a unity government? Because that is what ECOWAS wants.
Before even making public the roadmap, the Prime Minister told his readiness. He said he expressed readiness to open the government to other partners. We call civil society, political actors, and other actors who can come, join the government, and mobilize the whole country for the two goals I just mentioned to you. So there is no need to mention explicitly the opening of the government in a roadmap, because a roadmap goes beyond just forming a government team.
So then what about the bringing in West African troops to stabilize the country?
Yes, of course, to go to the north, to get rid of this rebellion protagonist, to get rid of drug traffickers, and get rid of this extremist so-called Islamist fundamentalist. Of course, we are welcome. We have a group of ECOWAS officers, military officers, who are working with their Malian counterparts to plan, to organize, to see what is needed so that we can express a request to the ECOWAS countries, to African Union state member states, and to the international community through Security Council. So, yes, of course, we are welcome. We expect all our neighbors, all our friends, all our partners to assist Mali to achieve the two goals I just mentioned to you.
And how soon, what is the timetable to return to constitutional rule? When does that begin?
Well, it's already begun. To return, the constitutional rule order was restored when the Prime Minister was appointed on 17th April. So 1 year, yes, from April 2012 to April 2013,